Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. Thank you for getting up with us early on a Sunday morning. We have a great show for you today. Just waiting for the Sunday morning team to get to all together on the show. And I'm so excited. Our lifestyle editor, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, on the line. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning show team.
And we are so excited and happy. We're looking for a great day today, too. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you by the Law Office of Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, Chapel Hill Funeral Home, where your family is our family, Rolani's of Southfield, Rolani's Boutique in Southfield, and TCBC, the Tireman and Conference and Banquet Center on the Detroit-Dearborn border in Detroit. And, of course, Combined Insurance, called Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Prophetess Christy Laster, good morning, part of the Sunday morning team. Good morning, Prophetess Christy Laster.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, Kim Henrietta. What a beautiful morning it is.
Absolutely, yes it is. And our political analyst, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Kim.
And today our special guest will be Charles Lasser, the gospel artist. We're going to be talking to him shortly about his new release, People Living, and that People Living movement. We're going to be talking to him in just a second. And then we'll also be talking with the Sunday morning team. We're going to get a chance, guys, today to have a little free and open discussion, and as our listeners are joining on the line now. So we're going to go right to our Charles Lasser, gospel artist. Good morning, Dr. Lasser.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
And, Dr. Lasser, gospel artist, part of the Lasser Music Dynasty. It was great to... the doctor, tell us about that, your new...
The new title. I've been carrying this for about 2 years now, I think. Maybe 3.
Uh-huh.
And, They gave me an honorary doctorate degree. It was a school out of Louisville, Kentucky, and they saw the different things that I've done down through the years. I've been in music and putting music together for quite some time. I would say over maybe 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And I may be telling
you're
my
that
age
old?
Story.
You're that old? 30 years?
I just may be telling my age, but over 30 years. I started, took over my father's music at 10 years old. He started pastoring then, and they allowed me to be somewhat of the minister of music at 10 years of age. When I was in the fourth grade, my teacher started taking me around to different classes. She put on the Stevie Wonder record. And I listened to the record and began to play what I heard I just went to the piano and I started playing what I've heard. And what I heard, and she took me from class to class. Look at this young man. He's gifted and talented, you know. And then I start to discover that I had something unique, you know. Didn't know exactly what it was. But
was that
because
songs
of that,
in the key of life? Was that songs
yes,
in the key
it
of life?
Was.
Okay. And a great, I'm not surprised, because if you start with anything, that was the album to start out with, wasn't it?
That's right. Absolutely. And so because of that, we just developed the gift and the talent that God had given us, and we traveled all over the world, various places, that places I've gone that I've never heard of until I actually got there. So the Lord opened many doors for us down through the years, and we've worked with people in Italy and in the Philippines, in London several times, in Africa, Nigeria. We've been to these places, and the Lord just opened many doors and took us to these places and allowed us to use the gift that he gave us. And so the school saw fit that they would give us an honorary doctorate because of our experience and because of how we developed the gifting that the Lord had invested in us.
Well, great. And so that fast forward up to this summer, in the middle of the COVID crisis, you had a vision to do this movement of 100 Black Men, Voices of Detroit. Tell us how that came to fruition.
I was in prayer, and this God had given me a vision. And with all the things that are going on directed toward our Black men, our Black people, African Americans, I wanted to do something again to inspire, motivate, to speak life into our people. And so the Lord took me back to a song that I wrote in the 90s. When I start mentioning years, it's so long ago. But I wrote this song out of the Columbine shooting. It was called People Living. And because Michael Shoals, I still remember his name like it was yesterday, I was sitting there watching his funeral service, and I said, Lord, what can I do to make a difference? And so he gave me these words, and they flowed out of me, out of my spirit, and so it came back to where I can actually record the song again, call in my friends so that we can send this message out there that it's time for people to live. And so I got the vision of 100 Black men and putting us together, 100 Black men voice choir, and creating this People Living movement. You know, Black Lives Matter and all that, all
yes,
those things
do.
Are
yeah.
good. Yeah, yeah, all those things are great. And I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of a movement that will speak life into inject life into people, into our people. And so People Living movement came about. It came alive in us.
I just want our listeners and the Sunday morning team to just get a little sample. I'm playing a little bit in the background. I'll turn it up a little bit before we continue. Just listen to a little bit of, here's People Living, Charles Lassie II.
This you can't deny. Father, help us now. To the lips and not die.
Violence, sweet Love your neighbors as yourself. Love contains great wealth. Yeah. Ooh.
Won't you see people living? Come on, join us everywhere. Won't you see people?
Dr. Laster, I thank you for inviting me down to Hart Plaza for the People Living Movement back in July, and to be a part of that whole movement there. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. The music video is epic. Let me just tell you. Let me tell you guys, you know, we got the Sunday morning team right here listening. That video, I like the way it starts out with the interviews and stuff. It's really, and then with the slow motion, the raised fist, the men marching. It was just a great production. You got a great team behind you. Tell us about the team of people that you have, the sound people, coordinating all that kind of stuff. And who were some of the other soloists that helped you out on the song in the video?
Well, let me start by saying, man, thank you for coming and agreeing to be a part of it. Because your presence was there, we were able to capture a series of different emotions and different things that we were going through. Your presence added to the video.
Well,
so thank you for coming down. Thank you for the judge coming. Many
judge,
people, I mean, thing. The guy...
Yeah.
Yeah, I called several people, Brother Mike, and they said, I'll be there. When is it? Where? And they met me down there. I didn't want to publicize it too early because we would have had a crowd and
right.
we would have had to, you know, deal with crowd control and things like that.
Right.
So we didn't publicize it before the video, but everybody that we called, they were there. They came in, gave us 100% of their support. So I really do appreciate that. I called a friend of mine, Alexander Morrison, who sings with the Four Tops. He was more than willing to be a part of it. He came in the studio, my studio here, and did his verse, and he knocked that thing out the park. I called my son. I said, I want you to sing on this. C3, he's an artist known throughout the city. He came and did his part. Darius James came and did his part. My goodness, these guys got so involved in it, it's almost like they wrote the song. So they sang it with so much passion, and so I'm grateful for that. The production, we did all the production, all the music. Of course, my son's on the drums. I'm on keys. My nephew DJ came in, and then Darius James on guitar. So it was just an honor to do that. Many came in and did background. Cornelia Sims, Eric Dion Taylor, many of them came in. David Modoc, they came in and they did the backgrounds for us and with us, and we just knocked it out, man. It was a pleasure and an honor to be able to do something like this. One of the guys, one of my friends, longtime friend, over you know, 10-30 years. He's a longtime friend of mine named James Murray. He was actually a part of the video, and recently just passed away. About a week ago. So but I was excited to have him a part of this movement. So
yeah.
Everybody that was there, I mean, God just blessed us. People came and the spirit was good. The atmosphere was right. B. Rutley was the video production behind the movement.
Oh, that's right. I met him too. Yes. I met a number of people there. That day, some of the singers in it, but yes, I met him also. He did an excellent job on it. Let me tell you, that was great.
Yeah, his production was epic, man. Oh yeah, I would recommend him for music videos, for live productions, whatever you have. B. Rutley, and then his brother was a part of it too, Ryan Rutley, who's an author, a singer, and an artist within, you know, his own right. And so many people, they're well known. That was a part of this movement. So I'm grateful. I'm just grateful to God called us to do it.
People like Evangelist Christy Laster, you know, you were working down there too, and part of our Sunday morning team. Yeah, so actually, we cannot forget your input that hot Saturday morning.
Yeah, you know, and Christy was
you know,
she
was just
the
part to help.
She
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, right.
You, I think no.
She was a part of the
a lot
the
more. Yeah, she was being,
yeah, behind yeah. the scenes worker.
Yeah, you were doing a lot of work.
Yeah, because of that, her and Sister Wilma Laster and many others, Apostle Diane Washington, they were behind the scenes working for that day to happen, you know, and if it wasn't for their help and for what their input, we wouldn't have been able to pull that off.
So now, where's the song going and how far has it been moving since you released this? Tell us about some of the feedback you're getting back from this.
The feedback that we're getting, we got a couple of inboxes and some emails and some comments of men, grown men, saying that the song is bringing them to tears. You know, they can feel the power behind it. They can feel the emotion behind the music.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the comments that we're getting is that it's changing lives. It's touching lives. We've got several thousand people have viewed it on Facebook. We're pushing it on Instagram. And so we're going to take this as far as it can go. You know, it's not just music.
Amen.
It transcends. It transcends generations. It transcends culture. It crosses all barriers. And so, you know, music gets straight to the heart. And so what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And so we want to use these tools to reach the heart of everybody.
Yes, yes. Well, this is a great project, a great song. Thank you for getting up with us early on a Sunday morning. I know you've got a lot
I'm
of things to do.
My pleasure.
And
thank you for having me.
We're gonna listen to the song as we prepare for your Sunday morning. Thank you, Dr. Charles Laster, gospel artist, minister, all that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Michael Bantu. God bless
all right.
you all.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right, that was Charles Laster, People Living, great song. And I don't know if you guys have seen the video, but if you get a chance, I have it on my page. Check out the video. You're going to see the production, what I'm talking about. It's like, it's an excellent video. So let's check that out. All right, let's go straight to news. We got some news to catch up with, and then we'll catch up with our sponsors after the news. In the news this morning, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died Friday at the age of 87. Judge Ginsburg was appointed by President Bill Clinton in 1993. She was a political icon and a friend to progressives and liberal causes. She was a champion for women, the poor, and the powerless. She stood for human rights, health care, and affirmative action. Justice Ginsburg died from complications of pancreatic cancer. A huge loss to the cause of human rights in America, an icon. You know, she was just in a movie, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the notorious RBG. So a new generation, a younger generation now knows who she is. And those Saturday Night Live skits.
Yes.
What a huge and sad loss for America. And wouldn't you believe it, the Republicans are already, like, they're salivating, can't even wait for a memorial for
just one ain't even in her grave. She ain't even cold good, and they already talking the message. That's just, and I'm sorry, Michael. That's part of what I do, and it. When I saw that, it enraged me to a point where it's like, if people don't understand the agenda of this current administration, then everything is in vain, because to not even respect it, to not even honor her, I don't care what differences he's had with her, what he didn't like, or how he felt about what she was trying to do. He's the president of this country, and out of respect, he should have just been out of respect, and he didn't even do that. Like I say, consolidating. Yeah.
And he's already
announcing
a replacement. Names have been released. Totally insensitive. And we're going
to
get
it. This is where the Democrats need to step up. This is the part where the Democrats need to step up, and Republicans too. It has to be a fair game play. You just can't just go in there and think that you have the total power to do what you want to do. You have to go by the rule book. And this is why and sometimes the rule book may not always be what we want it to be. However, we got to have a level playing field in this particular position. And he threw everything out the window. He's going to try to move in the way he sees fit. And this is where the Democrats, and I say the Republicans too, need to stand together and say, I'm sorry, Mr. President, or whatever they call him.
Sometimes the news stories kind of generate. Detroit Tigers manager Ron Gardenhire has retired after 3 years. He has an extensive Major League Baseball win-loss record, but did not find much success in Detroit. He cited health reasons as the primary reason for his departure. He said he got ate something a couple weeks ago and get food poisoning. He's had some ailments. Now his hands are trembling a little bit. He said there's a lot of stress. And you know what? When your body gives you these warning signs, react. And I think he's doing the smart thing. Stop, step down. His health is not there. It's not worth it. Take care of your health. And that's what it's let somebody else take over right now. So Detroit Tigers manager Ron Gardenhire retires. Former Macomb County prosecutor Eric Smith was arraigned Friday on federal charges of theft and obstruction of justice. He's also facing state charges. He's accused of embezzling county asset forfeiture money and redirecting them through friends and state companies, and misappropriating campaign funds and 8 other felonies. 2 of Smith's top aides were also indicted. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, any additional news you got this morning?
I do have a good news story. Good morning, everyone. So in Massachusetts, there is a great story of an electrician that came to repair the lights for a 72-year-old. Then he enlisted the entire community to fix her crumbling house for free. When Scott's overhead light fixture went out, however, she decided living in the dark wouldn't do. Though she knew her budget would take a hit, she called an electrician, John Kinney, to make the necessary repairs. Little did the 72-year-old know, who was on a fixed income, that she wasn't just getting an electrician. She was getting a knight in shining armor as well. Deeply troubled by the extreme state of disrepair he found Scott's house in, Kinney couldn't get the woman's desperate situation out of his head. No running water. I saw her on a Friday, and it stuck with me over the weekend. He said, I've got to go back there. And he did just that. Rather than walk away, Kinney went back to Scott's place and started working on some other much-needed repairs free of charge. But he did not stop there. He enlisted other neighborhood contractors, and they ended up repairing everything in her house, everything from landscaping to windows to her roof to structural changes in her home. And so now she has running water, she has light, she has a beautiful landscape front and backyard, and now they have launched a movement, and this happened in Woburn, Massachusetts, and the movement is called Glorious Gladiators. And so it is a program now that encourages other people, specifically those that live in the community, to take care of our neighbors. And I know that we were talking about Ruth Bader, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it is a huge loss for the community. But one of the things that she always said is people have to come together. And when people come together, we can do amazing things. And this story is exactly an example of that.
Yes. Thanks for that feel-good story there. Excellent.
You're welcome.
Excellent. Evangelist Christy Laster, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, there was a thought that came to my mind this morning. I don't watch a whole lot of news, but I do try to keep up with what's going on in the world. But when I woke up this morning, I thought about our seasons. And the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, I'm not here to preach, guys, but the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, that to everything there is a season. And it's inevitable in Michigan that we'll experience all of the seasons each year. Sometimes we'll experience multiple seasons in one particular season because of the constant changes in weather.
Really?
In Michigan. And I just thought it was unbelievable that next week, well, this week that we are upon, starts our official time of fall, time of autumn. And I know that in our lives we've all experienced some changes in our personal seasons during the last several months, you know, since March and even before that. So just wanted to encourage the team and encourage our listeners and let them know that it's inevitable that seasons will change. But if you're in a dark season, it's going to get better. Daylight will come. And it's okay to go with the flow in terms of change. There are times you have to stand up and go against the grain, Henrietta. But then there are times that we just have to accept the change. And allow God to give us his peace as we go through the different changes and seasons in our life. So I was just thinking about seasons this morning.
Wow. You know, whenever you speak, Sister Laster, it's like a lesson. It's like a lesson. You are a minister. I'm telling you, you got the gift. That is just a blessing to hear this morning, isn't it, guys?
It is amazing.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate
it. And I must say, when I hear you guys speak, you are truly an inspiration to me, and I appreciate being a part of the team. And I try to say something encouraging because it encourages me. I hope that it will do the same for someone else. But you guys do that for me as well. So thank you.
Thank you. Well said.
Thank you. That's why I love being on this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, just that message, guys, has really inspired me this morning. That did a lot for me this morning. Just hearing the message that Christy just said, I really appreciate that. Henrietta,
I have a story that I think we've heard about, and this was a story out of Detroit, where a man helps a hungry teen feed family as he was looking to help fix their home as well. A Detroit man sees a teenager standing in front of the Royal Market on Grand River. And what he saw brought tears to his eyes, and he walked up to the young man out there soliciting, not for money, but for food for his sibling. And so the young man by the name of Marcus Lott took the young man into the grocery store and bought a multitude of groceries for him and his family. And he took the young man back home, and what he found was they were living in deplorable condition. The mother was on Fox 2, and she was explaining that, you know, she's been trying to get the landlord to fix the house up and, you know, all these adversities they were going through. And not only did he buy groceries that day, but he came back for the whole week and brought groceries to that family. He loaded them up. And not only did he do that, he started a GoFundMe page, and this family raised over $30,000. The page raised over $30,000, where the mother was able to purchase the home and make repairs. So this story to me is one of those stories that reminds me as to why I fight this fight for the community when it comes to getting resources in the community. When you've had people like this in the community who jump in to action when they see a need that needs to be met, no questions asked. I mean, God put him there at that moment, and this is how I feel about that, because this young man had been out there soliciting, and so I don't know if people just kind of like walked past or thought he was trying to get money for or trying to do something otherwise or even were interested in what he wanted. But this young man, Marcus Lott, stopped. He overheard the conversation, and he jumped into action. That is a divine order, and I just felt that this story was amazing. I am so happy that we still have people in the community that still care like that, because this family was saved because this man overheard a conversation. So that's my feel-good community contribute.
Yes, and you know, especially when people do things without, like, cameras, lights, action, you know, they do it quietly and unexpectedly, you know.
Yeah.
Those are some great, there's a lot of great people. I remember one time a few years ago, I was driving on 96 and the car cut out, the engine, I guess the engine blew, we had to get a new engine. And it was about 1:30 in the morning, and the car stopped at a gas station. We couldn't go any further, pulled off the freeway, and the first gas station we pulled over, and a single black female. Now, she took a risk. She didn't know us. We didn't know her. But she saw us with the hood up and the car and the engine smoking. 1:30 in the morning, she said, "Can I help you guys? Can I give you a ride home or something?" And she says she lived in the area. And we said, "Yes, can you?" You know, it was cold out and everything. And we didn't want to, you know, be standing out in Detroit at night at a gas station, you know. And so she took us home. You know, if it wasn't for that, we don't know what would have happened, how long we would have taken to get home, or if we would have made it home, because, you know, you're out, you're vulnerable in the middle of the night like that. But she, you know, but a lot of times, aren't we all afraid to help somebody at 1:30, 2:30? A matter of fact, not just in the middle of the night, in broad daylight.
Absolutely.
We're afraid to stop and help somebody because sometimes it's a setup. So,
yeah.
You know, I guess in those times you have to go with what God puts in your heart and, you know, trust God. You have to see the situation, too, and make a decision. You know, he gave us a brain, so you have to look and see, is this something that you think you could do? Does it look safe to you? Because there's a lot of instances where people just do not care, you know? So
that was a great story.
Church closed, Buffer. Henrietta?
All right, so today our weather, look, we've had the last couple of days it felt like fall outside. I woke up this morning.
Sure, I had to turn
my heater on.
Yeah.
And I didn't turn my hello. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
sorry. I didn't turn my heat on today, but I do have my trusty space heater running right now because it's been very cold. So today
we
have a high of 68 degrees.
We got the space heater on. We got the central heat on. I had to. This is last night. This is the second time I've had to turn the heat on in the car. Winter's getting a jump start on us. This shouldn't be happening until like around end of October.
Until like October, So today we have a high of 68 degrees.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry.
No wonder, Evangelist, you're talking about the seasons because we're kind of getting them all mixed up right now. You right on
the target. We really
are. Yep. But
and so I had to prepare myself with the new furnace.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Well, you should be pretty toasty.
Real toasty.
Brand new furnace. Yeah. Right. So get familiar with it. So no way.
We may need that furnace tonight because today is going to be a high of 68 degrees. And all for the rest of the week, we're going to have some really cool temperatures at night. Tomorrow we have 70 degrees with some sun, with a 10% chance of rain. And Tuesday we have 75, so it heats up a little bit. Wednesday we get up to 81 degrees, probably about 80, 83, but right now we're saying 81. And then on Thursday we're going to be in 77 degrees. So we're going to get a little heat up starting this week, but we're going to go right back down after that. And the evening temperatures are going to be in the 40s and 50s. So, yeah, we may need to have our furnaces on to keep those heaters out because we're headed into what looks like an early fall.
Looks like it. And but no rain this week, I see. It's just going to be
No rain. The chances of rain is very low. You might get some scattered showers, like a 10% chance. And that is based upon, you know, what Mother Nature feels like. But there, you know, on the high scale, no rain. Just sun and that's it. Sunny and cool.
Great. All right. Okay, guys, I got to pay some bills. We got to pay some bills. We're going to take a break. We're going to hear from Johnny Hawkins right now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com. or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Closed Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing. I promise you that everything is going to be
Sunday morning. And those of you who are listening to the replay this week, thanks for clicking on and on Facebook and listening to the show. You know, unfortunately, Relani's Boutique, after 24 years, is closing, and it took COVID-19 to shut them down. So right now, everything in the store is on sale, including the decorations, the fixtures, the store supplies, and the inventory. And the last time I got a note from Veronica, the owner, they were at 60%, so it may be a little bit more now. It's located at 22080 West 10 Mile Road at Lasser. So you can head over there. She is closing shop after all these years. Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, can put you in a brand new car, a brand new Chevrolet at Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, right behind Summit Mall. Make your dream a reality. Good credit, bruised credit, bad credit, no credit. It's no problem with Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Her number is 248-431-2955. If you need to fix your laptop or your desktop computer, call Optimal IT Solutions. That's who I call. The number is 248-796-2429. 248-796-2429. The Tireman Conference and Banquet Center. If you've got an event, you might as well start booking it now. For the next 6 months or so, you got to think out ahead. If you're having an event, call the TCBC, Tireman Conference and Banquet Center, because people are having events now. Things are perking up slowly. The number is 313-588-0432. 313-588-0432. Our newest sponsor is Poetic Justice for God, and if you notice, they have been doing a lot of promotions for poetic talent here in Metro Detroit. It's led by Detroit native Estelle Humphrey. She's the visionary and founder of Poetic Justice for God. It's a ministry that God has ordained for worship through the performing arts. And some of the artists that they're focusing on right now is like Anita Simone, Chanel Henry, a poet, rapper, performance artist, Chanel Montel, a dance artist. You can go to poeticjusticeforgod.net and see the interviews with those artists. Poeticjusticeforgod.net. I was clicking on there and looking at it this morning to see the artist interviews on there. That's a great thing that she's doing, is highlighting artists. Of course, you know, Estelle herself is an essential healthcare worker, and they've got an interview with her and two other essential healthcare workers, interview with them concerning COVID-19, also on the same website, poeticjusticeforgod.net. Thanks to American Standard Roofing. I'm going to go visit them this week, Gail, at American Standard Roofing. It's Michigan's most trusted roofer. And Gail, just tell her that you heard it on the Michael Van Tool Show or Community Highlights so that you can get your discount. 248-350-2323. 248-350-2323. Kimberly, Kim B. Davis, we got to mention Franklin Wright Settlements. You know, this week, as you know, we were on our Zoom call, and I was just amazed, I'm telling you, at how much Franklin Wright is impacting this community. To me, as I said on the Zoom call this past week on Thursday, that this has really taken Franklin Wright to another level. I'm serious for right now. We were important before this, but we're at another level right now. Yeah, because of all of
I'm so proud of the work that we do.
Absolutely. It is really essential work. We talked about the essential medical workers, but this is essential, what Franklin Wright's doing.
Providing food, providing childcare,
providing assistance to seniors, absolutely, and especially for our essential health workers, it is absolutely crucial. But I was just so happy to hear about how many opportunities that we have to distribute food to the community. With so many people facing economic uncertainty, a lot of people are very nervous, and we're able to not only provide at the site, but we're also able to provide at several other sites. So it was very encouraging to hear that.
Yes, yes it is. And so here's the number, whether you want to donate or whether you need services, because Franklin Wright has the capacity to help even now in this crisis that we're going through. The number is 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. Thanks, Kimberly, for adding that in. All right.
No problem.
We have a few minutes, and I just want to go around the table to find out what you guys are working on, because we have a superstar panel here, and I just have to tap into some of that talent. And Evangelist Christie, what's going on over at the Great Pentecostal Temple?
Well, today service begins at 11 a.m., and we have opened our doors since July 12th to practice social distance, and we're also live on Facebook for the 11 a.m. service. For my personal life, we're still working through homeschool, just being the teacher's assistant in the home.
Oh, that's right.
And we made it through one full week. So we're really thankful that we were able to make it through that one full week, still continuing to do the work that we do within the community, providing and coordinating test sites for COVID-19 for those that need to be tested for that. And I do agree, the Franklin Wright Settlement, they do some great work in the community. There's a couple individuals that sit on community advisory councils with me, and I get to hear about the great work that you are doing in the community. So I do appreciate them. Also, I have been, I don't know if this is something I should share now, but I am also a real estate agent, so I've been working working to continue to do that, and then help people to find the homes that they are looking for. So still doing ministry work, going out. I was just out, of course, the other week, as you guys know, and had a blast there, just encouraging the people there. So that's what I have going on.
Great. No, this is the perfect place to say that. I'm glad. And, you know, you may be able to help our listeners. So we want to learn more and more about that. So thanks. Thanks for sharing that with us. Because and can you next time give us some more information about it so we could share it with our audience? And I can share it with
my
client at Michigan Ocean. So thank you. All right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, podcaster, business owner, speaker, author. What's going on?
Thank you very much, Michael. I am super busy with my podcast right now, which is just doing so well, and I'm so excited and proud of it. And I am happy to announce that I am trending in Europe, which is a phenomenal thing.
What?
Yes.
I told you guys.
How amazing.
I'm telling you.
So,
and I'm glad you're here home with us. Okay?
Yes.
But this is like, this is great. And man, yeah, tell us about it.
So I get to look at stats on the podcast. So for the podcast world, there are all these different apps or applications that allow you to load up your podcast, and you can see where it's distributed. And I am in two places in France that I cannot pronounce because I don't speak French, but my friends that do, they're like, oh, I know where that is. And it's growing. Of course, I've got great ratings in North America, and I say North America because I'm all over the United States. I'm in Oregon. I'm in Tennessee. I'm in Vermont, Virginia. I'm in Illinois, Wisconsin, and a few other places. And it's really exciting to see the podcast grow and develop and see which episodes are trending well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a competition between two right now. And so both of the people who are a part of the podcast, I keep telling, okay, we got to do another one. We got to keep this going. So it's really exciting. It's very busy. We absolutely have lots to talk about with the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, with the upcoming election coming up. There are a lot of people who I heard from this weekend who were devastated, who said, oh my goodness, this is going to be a great change in our country because this can tip them. So there's lots to talk about, and we'll be talking about all of that within the next couple of weeks. So I'm really excited.
Great, great. Good to hear that.
That's phenomenal.
Yes. And I just love the fact that we've got superstars here. Everybody is doing something. Even LaToya is still out there with her podcast. Henrietta, I was on your call last night and on your podcast. And, you know, I'm glad I got a chance. I was trying to multitask last night, but I did get a chance to chime in for a few minutes and got my point across that we better be prepared for some of the dirty tricks from the Trump campaign. You know, he's definitely going to announce some, whether it's true or not, you know, he's going to announce a new vaccine between now and November. He's going to try to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg before November 3rd, and no telling what other dirty tricks he's got coming up. But we had a lively conversation last night, Henrietta.
Yes, it was my third episode of What's Going On in Detroit, Politics in the Pot. And I particularly chose that title, dedicating it to the upcoming election. And the panel I had last night was absolutely amazing. There are strong people in the community, leaders in the community, organizers, work in the political circle. So I definitely wanted to have them on the panel to give their insight and their personal view on what they think the black vote mean in this upcoming election. Now, I've had people call me after the show and saying, well, why did you just, you know, dedicate it to the black vote? Why not just to all voters? Because it is a Pacific there, and it doesn't take away from all the votes, because, yes, everyone needs to be out voting, should be out voting, but I dedicate it to the black vote because the black vote has always been.
But are those the same people that say, why call Black Lives Matter? Because that's where we need to put the focus, because we're the ones getting the knees on our necks, and we're the ones getting killed every day. So, yes, it should be Black Lives Matter. So, and it should be Black Votes Matter, too. I agree.
Well, you know, Black votes actually absolutely have always mattered. You know, every candidate race, every political race, president, seats, judicial council, state reps, all these seats have always depended on the Black vote. They work hard in these Black communities because they know, anybody who runs for office knows, in order to win a seat, you've got to get that Black vote. And the reason why I did this show, because I wanted to bring awareness to the Black community on the power they hold and the things that they can reach out for when these candidates are asking for their vote. So it was a very, very, very good conversation last night, amongst many more that I'll be having in the upcoming election and moving forward, period. I'm looking to expand what's going on in Detroit to other media outlets. I've been in conversation with a couple of people, and this is why I'm setting up getting the sponsorship together so we can take it to another level. And so amongst that and doing, you know, all these other things, Black Women in Home Care, that is getting some great attention to that. And I'm working again to build and try to get prepared for 2021 moving forward to be a economic fee to my community by hiring people in my business IPS. So just a lot of great things going on. Things, too many things to name, but just to say that, you know, I'm booked and busy.
Yes.
Booked and busy.
Another thing that we talked about.
Awesome.
Another thing that we talked about on the show, on your show, Henrietta, was John James, how his commercials, he does not mention the fact that he is with Donald Trump 100%, that he's a right-wing conservative, and that he's broken. And his commercials don't say it. And I think Gary Peters should remind people who John James really is. But isn't it?
Oh, he
isn't
did.
It, yeah,
he did.
Isn't it
he was on a, I was on a call with Peter.
None of the commercials even say nothing about Donald Trump. And that's who he's with.
Well, he's not going to do that. That's on purpose because he knows if he knows. He knows that anybody who knows John James knows that John James is a Trump supporter. And so John James figured it out this time. He figured out if I take that piece out, not taking away the support
right,
by no
means. Right.
But if he takes that piece out of his campaign, then he feel it was, you know, I was on a call with Gary Peters. I was one of the guest speakers on, you know, one of the guests on his national call the other day. And what I tell people is, you know, I've been knowing Gary Peters for a while. And Gary Peters is sincere in what he does. So those commercials about him not working on behalf of Michigan, I really don't know where they get that untruthful stat from.
I know.
I've been knowing Gary Peters for over 10 years. And I know that he definitely works. I do know that he works on behalf of the people. And I know he engages. If I call Gary Peters today and say, hey, look at you, come on the Sunday morning team. We're doing, you know, we want to talk to the candidates. I guarantee you he'll come. If he's not already booked, he will be there. He's not one of those, he's not a John James who only comes, you know, because he feels he's sitting on a high horse and, you know, talk to my people type person. Gary Peters is very much a community person, and he's very much a people person, and he does care about the community. And so when we get those commercials about the John James, when I tell people, please don't be fooled by that. It's just all fakeness.
That's
news for sure.
Yeah, and don't decide your vote on those last-minute commercials that run a few weeks or a month before an election. That is not the way to determine your vote.
Nope.
You have to pay attention to what people do and say all the time. While they were in office, while they were when they ran the last time, read about them, listen to them. But to make a decision. That's why they come out with all these commercials at the end like this, because they know a lot of people are going to decide on these commercials, and they won't
They're trying to get it together now because they want to win. But you hit a key point. Where were you during the time up until the election? I just say, obviously, for Gary Peters. Gary Peters has been doing this work before the election. He's been engaging up until this point. So it's easy and more natural for him to do it the way that he does, because he do it anyway.
And it's a lot of lies. So you can't even the video clips on social media are manipulated. So we can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way to decide. Pay attention to what's going on. Anyway, that's it. This is our thank you, Sunday morning team. I really appreciate you. And
thank you.
I want to thank Charles Wagner. We're listening to a little bit of People Living right now. But Kimberly Davis, Henrietta Ivy, Evangelist Christy Lasker. Thank you guys. It's been a great, great morning this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Sunday,
everyone
have a great day.
On Blog Talk Radio. Have a blessed day. Thank you, guys.
Love yourself. Love contains great wealth. I'm just a dreamer, but I see myself as